Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, we've been kind of looking ahead at some of the fall planting times getting ready, but producers also keeping an eye on that July 2012 Kansas City Board of Trade wheat contract, right?
Right. Normally they're watching that contract relative to what the price is going to be in July of, or June and July of 12. This year, I think they're watching that contract to determine what their crop insurance price is going to be. The RMA, the Risk Management Agency, will use the average of the August through September 14, July close to determine what price the 2012 wheat crop is insured.
Okay, and speaking of that, as we continue on with this drought and the uncertainty that we have right now, what do you think is the most important marketing tool for producers heading into fall?
Well, normally, again, it's normally the price and possibility of forward contracting or hedging that next crop. This year, I think it's the crop insurance. Given the drought, given the outlook that the drought's going to persist, given the odds that we're going to have a below average crop, I think crop insurance is the number one marketing tool for the 2012 wheat crop.
And then you have a number two marketing tool, and it sounds like it's all about organization.
It's exactly correct. Dot the I's and cross the T's. Make sure everything is done accurately. Make sure all your paperwork at the crop insurance agency is done correctly and is right. Make sure that paperwork at the crop insurance agency matches the paperwork at the Farm Service Agency in the USDA. Also, if you're planning on not putting down fertilizer, the top dress, or with the starter, make sure you've got soil tests to show evidence to the crop ingester, if that crop doesn't come up, that you had sufficient nitrogen, potassium, and phosphate in that soil to get that crop up.
And make sure that set of paperwork matches up too, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the sign-up date for crop insurance?
September the 30th, got to be done by then.
And then finally, those fall planting dates, it varies where you live, right?
Right, the Cimarron, Texas County, I believe, is October 30, November 15 for the Northwest 10 counties adjacent to that. And then November 30 for the remainder of the state. So October 30, November 15, and November 30.
Okay, Kim Anderson, good advice. We'll see you next week. Thank you.